from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All the bears are ready to grind. But the word from people who know is that one of them might be capable of much more. A once-in-a-generation jewel with the talent to match the hype. Been a long time since Chi-Town has introduced something like that.
And now, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bears! From Southern California, at quarterback, 6'1".
You know, when I saw that moment on Hard Knocks, I'm like, God, really? HBO, you're going Bulls intro music and you're using Ray Clay, really?
He's such a curmudgeon.
And then I thought about our 30th anniversary, 670 The Score bash that we had when we went Bulls intro music. And used our friend Tim Sinclair to introduce everybody on the air staff. And I thought it was so cool.
Because yeah, that was a callback to our day one sign on. That's why we did that.
Yes, yes. And so, yeah, our day one sign on borrowed from that. And our 30th year sign on borrowed from that. So who am I to be a curmudgeon about Hard Knocks and using that?
Because it was cool. And it is cool. And forever and always, it will be cool to do that. Not necessarily the station, but for Hard Knocks to do it.
Yes.
And especially to have Liev Schreiber, you know, leading into it. And Ray Clay.
Ray Clay, baby.
To voice it for HBO. It was very cool.
There is another figure in Michael Jordan's history who has been, you know, part of that legend and an important
the security
part.
Guard guy?
Yeah, I love that guy. the important part of the of really the arc of Jordan's life and career, and that was his personal trainer, Tim Grover.
Yeah, him too.
So yeah, Tim Grover, an important guy and an interesting guy, and I think it's very interesting that Caleb Williams sought out Tim Grover. And it's one of the pieces of this Take the North podcast interview with Caleb Williams that we're going to bring you right now here on Score Afternoons. It's Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron. This is our Dan Wiederer with Caleb Williams, and let's start with that. Dan talking with Caleb about meeting with Jordan's trainer, the legendary Tim Grover.
Did you have a meeting or relationship with Tim Grover?
I have met with him before, yes.
Okay.
I have met with him.
He obviously knows the MJ Kobe mindset. When have you met with him, and what did you take out of those meetings?
Yeah, so I've met with Tim. I met with Tim over dinner one time, just
here, right?
Yeah, here, trying to figure out what the hell did MJ do? How did he win? How did he become so dominant? And obviously, things are gonna be different because it's a different sport, and trainings are different, and all these other things. But there's always a certain thing that you can always connect to, your sport, whether it's F1, whether it's basketball, whether it's other football players, whether it's whatever case may be. There's always something that you can kind of connect, to your sport and use. So,
what'd you learn from him? About
So obviously, MJ, his mental of like not turning off, his mental of like And this is, I'm trying to think of what he said exactly, but basically, you know, the mental, and it goes back to the competitive stamina, but it's just not turning off. And then, you know, there's a point where Tim said that he didn't like certain things. It's kind of also kind of what Kobe did after his first year. There wasn't certain things that he liked, certain things that he was doing. He wasn't strong enough. He wasn't fast enough. You know, he didn't know the game well enough. And so he, you know, just, it honestly came down to putting in the work. It came down to having that competitive energy about himself that he wasn't good enough at the time, and he was going to get better, and he wanted to get better, and he wanted to be the best. So, you know, he worked at it, kept going, and obviously he ended up getting 6 rings out of it. Did all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. So Caleb aiming for the very, very top of what professional athletics can be at this young age, at this moment before he's even played it down, where some are having the audacity to call him the greatest quarterback in Bears history. Can you believe some people are saying
before
that?
He's played a regular season game?
Just national voices and doing that kind of goofy thing.
I think what we're legitimately about to reference is far more important than this, but I do see reaction both on the Twitch and the text about the Alan Parsons, the Sirius Open, and Ray Clay and everything, and a number of folks just kind of being too cool to enjoy that.
Oh, really?
For me, as a child of the 80s and 90s and just being in my feelings, every time I would watch the Bulls being introed and the starting lineup and hearing Ray Clay's voice and just the chills that it would send down my spine back then, while the Bulls were the dynasty of dynasties in the sports world through the early and mid 90s. And now getting that same feeling, those same chills down my spine, those same goosebumps, listening to that open, like watching that from the premiere episode of Hard Knocks and hearing that music and recognizing that's Ray Clay. Like, real talk, I didn't know if Ray Clay was still alive. And so hearing his voice on that, like, man, this is spectacular. Not only do we get the music, not only do you get the Chicago tie-in, but you get Ray Clay, the OG voice. Well, maybe not the OG, but the OG serious voice for the Bulls intros and what that meant. I absolutely loved it. So I know a lot of folks out here being too cool for it, man. Like, I don't know what age they are, but for me, as a guy entering my mid-40s, that takes me to a place I enjoy being.
That's one of the things I love most about you. You are not cool. No, not at all.
Man.
I mean, what
not
I mean is, that came
I'm not
out,
too cool?
That came out wrong. Did that
you forgot
come
the
out
word
wrong?
Too?
Robbie, Tanny, did that come out wrong?
You already clipped cool? it, yeah. It's clipped.
What I meant is, you're comfortable not being too cool for school because you're so not cool. That's what I meant. Y'all, damn it.
That's not what you were going again. For. I don't think that's what you were going for.
You're uncool. It's all right. Like Lester Banks. like Lester Banks.
Score Afternoons has really become a hateful place.
Hasn't it? That didn't take long.
Now I get why Danny has his own show now.
I thought the heavy-handed guy was in New York.
No.
Who's this individual?
I have an extremely light touch. Absolutely.
So I've heard.
But, you know, look, Tim Grover worked with MJ. He worked with Kobe. He worked with a lot of people. And I love that Caleb is shooting out for that aspiration. I want to hear this, though. He's wondering about Dan was from the Chicago Tribune. Dan Wiederer and this full interview will be on the Chicago Tribune's website. And you'll hear it, of course, on Take the North. But when will that superstar jump occur? This includes lessons that he's learned from Tom Brady. Give it a listen.
Hopefully it's game one. Hopefully the superstar breakthrough comes through game one. Obviously it doesn't always happen like that. So, you know, just going to keep working. You know, there's going to be good and bads within this year, maybe even next year. So just making sure that I'm steadfast. I'm staying at a neutral pace. And then, you know, when that happens and, you know, everything fully just kind of slows down and everything's in slow motion, can see everything, know the offense like the back of my hand, I think that's when that time comes.
I ask that because that's obviously the question the whole offset world is trying to learn. And it feels like everybody wants to take a time machine there, but you seem very comfortable in climbing the stairs to get there and almost enjoying the process of climbing the stairs. I'm just curious if you could detail a little bit more about that mindset of leaning in to the process of growing into that star.
Yeah, no, I've been in positions, obviously, where I had to come in as a freshman in both high school and college and play well. And those are processes throughout the off season and even throughout the season, just, you know, adjusting to the schedule, adjusting to the games, the game speed, adjusting to all these different things, and trying to do my best throughout the, you know, the off season. And then, you know, when it hits, you know, the season time, obviously it's there, it's for real, it's time to go. So you know, just understanding where I'm at, and then having the people around me to help me and keep growing.
Now that you have been through a spring, summer, mostly training camp, how do you describe the complexity of playing this position on this level?
Yeah, it's tough. Like Tom Brady said, this was at his retirement, he said, and obviously he's won 7.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Super Bowls, and he's done all these other things, and he comes back after his retirement and says all these things, and one of the things that I took out of it and things that since I've met him before, it was the job's hard.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be that way. You know, every team is going to be different each week, and even if you play the same team, obviously they're going to have a lot of similarities. You know, how we play the Lions and the Minnesota and all these other teams, if they keep the same coaches, they're going to have a lot of similarities each year, but they're obviously going to try and, you know, throw a bunch of new things at you, obviously, to try and, you know, create turnovers, win the game, all these other things. So preparing, you know, the right way, getting ready, and then when those moments happen, if it's stuff that I didn't see, if it's stuff that, you know, you may have not seen in the game and didn't react to, you know, well, it's how do you come back from that? And if I didn't see it and I did react well, if I did see it and got us in the right plays or right checks and things like that, you know, all those things work out. So just the job's hard,
yeah.
To be honest. You know, you get here, I get here around 6 something, a couple hours before meetings, and then you know, you go home and you do a little bit more study in the playbook, the plays, the motions, the protections and things like that. So job's hard, and you know, it's going to continue to be hard.
You brought up Brady, so I'll stay there because I know you've talked about speaking with him about competitive stamina.
Yep.
What does competitive stamina mean in your mind?
Yeah, it's being able to do the same thing over and over, and do it at a high level, and still have that juice and fire about yourself, whether it's in practice or in game. Having that juice, that fire to, you know, lit up under you, whether it's because of things in your past, whether it's just because you're here and you love ball, whether it's, you know, all of the above. You know, just being able to have that fire up under you, all of OTAs, training camp, all the 17 games,
yeah. maybe 20,
whoever. all of just being able to have that competitive fire, and keep, I guess, adding wood to the fire throughout the, you know, throughout the year.
It's fun having a dude who dreams this big, wants to be that great, and has wanted to be this great from the get-go. The plan that he and his dad have had in place and everything that he's working towards, he is not going to be satisfied with anything short of the excellence that he aspires to. And that's a hell of a trait.
I mean, he even aspires to excellence in the midst of a metaphor. Like, he really wasn't sure where he was going with that last sentence or two. He's like, I guess I'm adding wood to the fire that burns or something like that. You know, he's trying to deliver the message in the most apt way that he can.
You have been vocal and help put a fine point on this.
I guess adding wood to the fire throughout the year.
How do we feel about that?
That's pretty good.
Are we in supportive?
I mean, of that? Fires need wood. That's what I do with a fire when it looks like it's dying down a little bit.
I've got a fire pit. All of a sudden, I have no idea how to use them, but I bought wood.
Dude, that's awesome.
I bought wood. I don't know what to do with it, Anthony, but I'm told wood is necessary for fire. I have yet to attempt it.
Anthony,
but I got wood available.
You moved out of my neighborhood because I spurned you. You felt like you didn't have any neighbors that loved you.
It took years, but finally, after you shunned me, you mushed my lovely young son in the face, and then finally,
it was a stiff arm. I wasn't trying for the face. I was trying just for the neck. I wanted a stiff arm him right in the neck as I went into the Uber for my fake phone call. You know what I mean?
Fake phone call.
It was a real phone call. Anyway, you've left the nest in the South Loop, and you've gone out to the wilds of the suburbs where you have a fire pit. Yes, Ant, you need wood to start a fire. Have you really never started a fire at a fire pit? You really never done this?
No, that's not a lifestyle I've ever led before.
Oh, man.
Oh, it just seems like another world.
It's very exciting. Let me tell you, when I went to camp, I went to camp when I was like 10 or 11, and the camp was set up kind of cool. There were these clubs that you had to do, these jobs that you had to do during the week, and it culminated with a big event on the weekend.
It's a camp or commune? I don't know. This sounds kind of regimented.
It actually was kind of a commune. It was sort of like an Israeli kibbutz. It's called a Habonim camp.
Really?
So where everybody did a certain amount of work, and as you did your part to help the communal experience happen. So you nailed it. And so we were lumberjacks. I was in the lumberjack club. So all week long.
Did you wear flannel?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. But we would go around the forest and find kindling and logs. And sometimes if we found a dead tree, the older ones in the lumberjack club would chop down the tree. And you'd chop it into kindling, and we'd bring it back.
How old were you?
And every Saturday night, we had a campfire.
What age?
Where we burned the wood that we went and foraged during the week. I was probably 11.
Okay, I guess that's to me like the baseline, the minimum age where I would just trust a kid to just go out with an axe into the wilderness and start hacking
away stuff. They gave me a hatchet, so it wasn't a full axe. All I had was a hatchet.
Hatchets seemed very dangerous.
I could have killed anybody.
I've never wielded a hatchet.
Hey, no, I absolutely could have killed anybody with that
I
hatchet.
Bet you could have.
Yeah, I could, but I didn't. You know why? I was just hunting wood. That's all I was doing.
I don't
think
anybody else can confirm whether or not Spiegs took the hatchet to somebody at this commune.
What I can tell you is that I am a tremendous fire builder. I have outstanding skills. And if you need my help coming out to the burbs, even though I shunned you once in the South Loop, I'd be happy to come out to the burbs.
Are you a TP guy? TP fire? What type of fire are we talking
100%
about?
100% TP.
Okay, that's how you have to do it.
TP is the way to do it. And you gather some of that small wood, the smallest that you can right there, maybe a little straw if you've got some straw, a little something to give it that start, and you get the TP going. Absolutely.
This kind of feels like an episode of Survivor, just waiting to see who's going to occupy Score Afternoons with you moving forward. So I think those same skills.
Score Survivor?
Right. Oh. Yeah, I mean, those same skills could be applied. I mean, I've watched Survivor a good bit. My wife is a huge fan. Uh-huh. My son has begun watching it with her as well. And like every other episode of Survivor, I see somebody struggling to start a fire and they're shivering and they're trying to build some sort of a fortress or something in the middle of nowhere.
I'll tell you what, you know what I think is weird is that Robbie's been walking around with a t-shirt that he fashioned into underwear and that's all he's wearing.
Right.
He's been doing that for like 6 days.
I've been training just for this moment.
Yeah.
Score Survivor Draft. I'm going Dan Bernstein. Right. That's my first.
It's going to replace Spiegel Idol. It's going to be Spiegel Survivor.
First, he thought it was Score Naked and Afraid. I'm like, no, youngster. Put some clothes
on. At least fasten a t-shirt around your waist.
You get naked, then we get afraid. Is usually how that works.
Yeah.
But all right, I'll come out.
I'm guessing Caleb probably
can't
start a fire.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. We were on vacation with me and my wife and my brother and his wife, and we had a competition to see who could start a fire faster. We like tied string across the fire pit.
That's a lot of fun, huh, folks?
You know, we vacation in my family. We bring no supplies. We sleep outdoors.
Supplies! Yeah.
We just challenge each other to go forage for sustenance and start fires.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
She speaks with a bayonet and a machete.
So you don't want to come on vacation with me, Teddy?
I got to say, I don't love that. I love a good fire on vacation,
the
but
fire
a competition?
Competition?
No.
Come on, man.
Is that the radio guy in you? You got to always be competing and, you know. Oh my gosh.
Speaking's got great. A bandana, some eye black, like 3 days into the vacation.
Yeah. I'm wearing Robbie's t-shirt around my waist, fashioned as some underwear.
It was like, Daddy, you promised us Central Air. Said, no, son. Put some hair on your chest.
That's right. Score Survivor. The only man left gets to host afternoons.
We're going to have to keep pounding wood. I guess the word's chopping wood, or the phrase is chopping wood.
That's right. That's right. Oh, Phil Emery wood? Didn't know.
Is that what that was from?
Anyway, so what I was trying to get to.
What were you trying to get to?
That you think Caleb Williams is behind Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Oh, is that where we're going with this?
That's
yes,
where I was going.
I do.
Of the Washington Commanders.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody wants to hear that Caleb Williams is behind
Apparently
any other rookie quarterback. Right? Are you getting some reaction on that?
I mean, surprise, I suppose. Yeah. I don't spend enough time on social to get like to feel the full heat of the reaction. But but yeah, I'd say specifically in the mechanics of quarterback play. Do we want to dive into this now? Do we need to take a break and come back and stick with this?
Yeah, let's take a break and come back to it.
All right,
okay. Because
yeah.
I'm nothing if not disciplined as a radio professional. So we will take a break and we'll get back into this. I want to know
/ Survivor contestant.
I want to know why Anthony Herron thinks Caleb Williams is behind Jaden Daniels with something. It's difficult for me to wrap my head around. Then a little bit later, we've found our cause. We'll get there on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.